anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets. And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Hello there, this is Jalynn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions, your behavior questions. We're open to taking your comments and your stories at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by Vitacraft. If you've got cats in your house and you want them to... obey you, then you may want to actually look into Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. It's a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that I'm telling you right now your cats will do anything for. It's awesome. And you can find it at vitacraft.us. You can find it at walmart.com or in pet stores. Also, Good Pets Foods, natural supplements for treats, treats for your dog that you will... they will love, and you can get 10% off by putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com. They're treat supplements for your dogs. Also, don't forget, you can listen on your favorite radio station. You can watch and listen on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. This is Talkin' Pets.
Really? I'm guessing you don't have much experience with heat.
Nope.
Nope. But sometimes I like to close my eyes and imagine what it'd be like when summer does come.
Bees will buzz, kids will blow dandelion fuzz, and I'll be doing whatever snow does in summer.
I drink in my hand, my snow up against the burning sand, probably getting gorgeously tan in summer.
We see a summer breeze blow away a winter storm.
It's fun that what happens to solid things
when it gets warm.
And I can't wait to see what my buddies all think of me.
Just imagine how much cooler I'll be in summer.
The hot and the cold are both so intense. Put them together, it just makes sense.
Winter's a good time to stay in the cuddle, but put me in summer and I'll be a puddle.
Happy. You know every word that Olo sings, Lexi?
Yeah.
So, there's a perfect example. A snowman laying out on the beach in summer.
That's great.
What happened?
I was trying to figure out what movie that was because,
it's
you know,
frozen.
I don't watch. I know, but you know, I would never... go to the theater. I don't have children.
So at Disney,
I'll go watch it. I'll watch a talking dog movie any day, but I just don't go and see all of the kids' movies.
Oh, it's my daughter's favorite too.
Well, the kids' movies these days are like adult movies.
Yeah.
I mean, they have adult humor and so on and so forth. Some more than others. But that Olaf was that was a cute song.
Well, it's Josh Gad. He's great.
Yeah, he is. He is, definitely.
Does she have it on, like, repeat constantly?
Not anymore. We used to watch it a lot when she was little, like, really little. Now she's going to be 5 on Tuesday.
Addie, your daughter.
Cannot believe it. Yes.
So, yes. But, yes, I know all the songs to that, to Frozen and Moana.
I'll tell you, especially, like, animated films, my cats, like Summer will sit there all day and watch an animated movie. I mean, she'll watch any kind of movie on or anything on TV. She just loves to watch television. But if it's animated, that's even better. If it's like Nat Geo or something like that, well, she's all about it. Yeah, and I know a lot of dogs like to do that, but this is my cat. And now my other cat, Shadow, she's starting to get on that realm where she's starting to watch the TV as well. Winter, on the other hand, she could care less. if she's just happy sitting there licking your feet.
I love it.
So it's interesting, though. But, you know, we talked about summer and the heat and everything else like that and the animated movies. But, by the way, if you are going to the movies, gang, your top five movies as of last week were...
what he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Clothes are so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in this hall of sadness and my shoes are all tacked. Always make it to my seat.
So, gang, if you're going to the movies this weekend, you may want to check out these top five movies as of last week. Number one, no big mystery here, How to Train Your Dragon. Made $134 million in an opening week. Pretty good. And actually, I screened it, and I loved it. I thought it was great.
My dad saw it, and he's, like, really big into the animated show and, like, the old movies and all of that, and he said it was perfect.
He said it was great. So well done. The interaction between the dragons and the people, which, you know, CGI or whatever it was, just amazing. And by the way, there are animals in that film. There are dragons. But there's also sheep. But the sheep don't exactly have the best of days in this movie. Figure it out yourself.
Dragons.
Yeah. So, that was number one. Number two, Lilo and Stitch. $380 million in 4 weeks. Amazing amount of money this movie's making. And it deserves it because it really is done well and it's so cute. And there are dogs and some other animals in a shelter that they show in the movie, an animal shelter, where actually Stitch is actually found acting like a dog, a blue dog. But figure it out. They end up bringing him home. But it's really cute. Now, this one I did not get to screen, but a friend of mine, family friend, is in the movie, which is Dakota Johnson. Materialist. It made $20 million in its opening week, which I guess is not too bad. And it actually looks like a pretty cute movie. It's a good cast, too, so you may want to check that one out. It's all about relationships. Number four, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Not reckoning a lot of money like I thought it would, or most people thought it would. So far, it's made $174 million in 4 weeks, which is not horrible, but it's a big film, and it's a long film. Number five, Ballerina, which I like if you like the John Wick series.
I want to see that.
It's really good.
I want to see that.
$48 million in 2 weeks, not bad, actually. Not as good as... you know, the John Wick series, but Ballerina is really good. Basically, it is a woman that's kicking butt rather than a man. But John Wick is in the movie, though.
He's in it. That's what I thought. Yeah.
So those are your top five. I did get to screen two films this week. One was Elio, which I went with Lexi and the kids loved it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, my older ones really liked it. My daughter still is talking about it, my five-year-old.
I thought it was dark, though.
It was. It was really sad.
What's it about?
It's about a little boy, just typical Pixar fashion. His parents are dead, and nobody wants him, so he wants to get abducted by aliens.
And he does.
He gets abducted by aliens, and it's like his
adventure. So it's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon. Yeah, it's Pixar. Okay.
It's
great. It was great because it's a Pixar movie and stuff, but I was trying not to cry the entire time because it was so emotional.
Oh, no.
It's about a kid that's an orphan and nobody wants him, and he wants to get abducted by aliens. To me, it was really sad. My daughter is still talking about it, so, I mean,
and she's
good.
Five.
Yeah, she's five. Yeah, she's almost five, and she loved it.
But the other ones, 12 and 9, they loved it from beginning to end. So, and I thought it was great. I loved it, too. I thought the animation, of course, Pixar, you can't go wrong, yeah. Disney, it really is cute, but it is kind of dark, and there are some scary parts in it. But the other movie I did get to screen was 28 Years Later. Okay.
Talk about scary.
Yeah, it's a zombie hell, you might say. And I will say with this film, though, Danny Boyle did a good job. It is a little bit more story than it is, like, gore and so on and so forth. But the one thing that I found, I know this is going to sound odd, but I found it to be very realism for a movie, is that the zombies are naked. So, if you're running around alive as being dead, I don't think you're going to be picking out a wardrobe. So it kind of made more sense for these zombies to be exposed everywhere. And
interesting.
They were. And but the movie is actually pretty good. It's a lot more storyline than it is the gore. But I enjoyed it. I really did. I gave it 3 out of 4. This is Talkin' Pets.
Wow.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
In the know, I'm Janet Simmons. BuzzRx medical advisor, Dr. Cedric Jamie Rutland, pulmonary, critical care, and internal medicine physician, shares how you can stay healthy and save money this allergy season.
Spring is notorious for high pollen levels, which can be especially difficult for people with seasonal allergies. Treatment often involves avoiding known allergens and using antihistamines, decongestants, or corticosteroid nasal sprays.
Asthma treatment focuses on controlling airway inflammation and preventing flare-ups.
Using inhaled corticosteroids or rescue inhalers may be a part of your asthma control routine. Check out BuzzRx, a simple solution for saving money on prescription medications. It's a free prescription discount card and app service that allows users to save up to 80% on their medications.
People with a monthly prescription refill can save an average of $1,100 annually. Download the BuzzRx app or visit BuzzRx.com to learn more.
The Kahanapali Beach Resort on Maui is open, and we are welcoming guests. All properties are taking reservations now. Come visit. Go to KahanapaliResort.com. Experience Kahanapali Beach Resort on the tropical west side of Maui, just a short drive from the airport. All highways are open. A collection of relaxing resort properties, our award-winning beach, delectable dining, world-class restaurants and activities for everyone, snorkeling, surfing, sailboating, water sports of all kinds, beach and ocean dining, stargazing, beautiful sunsets every night, golf, sun, fun, food, wine, and all in paradise. Visit Kaanapali Beach Resort on Maui. Relax. Reservations are now available. Start with a visit to KahanapaliResort.com. That's KahanapaliResort.com. The Kahanapali Beach Resort is waiting for you.
Ah.
Crows are birds known for their intelligence, their adaptability, and their loud, harsh caw. They're part of the same family as ravens, jays, magpies, and nutcrackers. Different crow species live in every continent except South America and Antarctica. Although they're sometimes dismissed as noisy pests, crows are clever, curious, and deeply social creatures. Even today, scientists are continuing to discover how remarkable these animals are. Five fast facts about crows are: crows have been spotted using tools, a sign of high intelligence. A group of crows is called a murder. Crows nesting on electric poles once caused an entire string of blackouts in Japan. Different groups of crows have regional accents, and crows use that accent if they are trying to fit into a new group. And crows have been spotted placing walnuts on the road so that cars will drive over them and crack them and make it easier for them to eat them. Crows are extremely intelligent. They're known for their problem-solving, amazing communication skills, and ability to recognize humans. In fact, research shows that crows remember the faces of people they don't like and even pass this information to other crows in their flock. Crows also seem to have complex social behaviors. Researchers have found that when crows die, their flocks gather around the dead, almost like a funeral. These cunning birds are math whizzes, too. Crows can count out loud, and they understand the concept of zero. Crows are omnivores, which means they eat nearly anything. Crows eat small mammals, amphibians, and reptiles, as well as eggs and the remains of dead animals. They also eat bugs, seeds, grains, nuts, fruits, mollusks, and worms, and even other birds. Crows sometimes dig through human garbage just for a snack, and they're known to hide their food and save it for later. Like parrots, some crows can learn to mimic human speech. The way birds make sounds is very different from the way we do. Humans can speak because of our larynx, or voice box. When air comes through our lungs and passes through the larynx, our vocal cords vibrate, which creates sound waves we recognize as speech. Crows don't have a larynx, though. They have a different vocal organ called a syrinx that allows them to make their specific noises. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. Pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Let the games begin!
This is Name That Animal Sound, and if you can name this animal sound, we're going to send out to you a prize of your choice. You can go with Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or you could go with the Purr Sticks for your cats. You can go with Good Pets Foods, and these are supplement treats for your dogs, and we'll send you a three-pack that you can try out. Also, we have the Chicken Soup for the Soul book on dogs and the book on cats. Also, a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood. It's a reptile music CD. And we do have a collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. We have a giraffe pendant. And we do have a dog mom keychain. So we have a dog mom keychain. And we have little green socks for your small dog or for your cat. Good luck putting them on them. 818-818-6401 is the number. If you can identify this creature. If you know what creature makes that sound, pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. If you know what this is. You can pretty much find them anywhere. Especially, they're quite abundant in New York. 818-818-6401.
Alligators.
There you go. 818-818-6401.
You know those alligators in the sewers?
Yeah.
They might be making a cheeping sound. I don't know.
The babies might make a sound like that, but these are quite popular in New York. 818-818-6401. And when I say New York, I mean New York City. So, Jilly.
Yes, JP.
So, you know, we've talked about kitten season is here, and this seems to be the most popular time for kittens. But also, too, I wanted to talk on your realm regarding puppies. And yes, one of the biggest things, and we've talked about it before, it's really important to spay and neuter your pets. Not only does it control the population, but it does help them out physically and mentally as well.
And mentally, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
But when you've got a puppy coming into the house, I don't know how many times you can tell people, you just don't bring it home and let it have roam of the house.
No.
You have to treat it like a newborn baby, basically, you know, or like a baby that's just learning how to walk, I should say. So can you give some hints and tips on what people need to do to prepare their house for that puppy?
I can. I mean, first of all, do your homework on your breed. You're going to want to get a breed that you have a lot of information on and what is suited best for your family and what the amount of room you have and the size of yard you have. You know, and if you live in an apartment, if there's a dog walk, if there's a playground nearby, et cetera, et cetera. But just like children, they will get into everything. You need to bring them home. You need to have a kennel. You should always have a kennel for them. It's their safe place to be. And you can even make that more welcoming to them by covering it at night like you would a bird cage. So it's like a den to them because, you know, dogs are den natured. I like to bring in a stuffed puppy that resembles them so that they're being taken from their mom and their litter, but it's like they have a litter mate to curl up to in the evening. Be sure you don't have things in the crate that could choke them, or anything, little pieces that could break off. You have to, you don't have to go out and get puppy pads. You can use newspaper. It's much cheaper. But feed them and walk them immediately, or take them in the backyard for play so that they learn that eating and then going out means doing your business.
And you got to remember, like, puppies might be a little bit different than the older dogs, but it's usually about 10 to 15 minutes after an animal eats that they got to go number two or number one.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely,
make sure you keep that rule intact. We're going to take a little break, and we come back. Give us a call. That animal sound is still out there. 818-818-6401. Remember, this creature is popular in New York City.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Is gold on a roll? How about silver?
Should you buy or sell? Buying precious metals may be just the right thing for you in these uncertain financial times. Bitcoin could also be just the right investment for you right now. And what about stocks? There are some terrific sleepers out there. You need help and information. If you want to understand and predict the investment markets, precious metals, crypto, equities, real estate, and truly understand the coming digital currency world, get informed. Subscribe to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get your free financial report at the same time. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com. That's strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Get informed and download your free financial report today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
A South Florida Zoo's oldest resident celebrated his 135th birthday and his first Father's Day last Sunday. Goliath, a 117-pound Galapagos tortoise at Zoo Miami, became a father for the first time earlier this month, zoo officials said. Goliath is my hero, and I am sure he will soon be an inspiration to many others, Zoo Miami spokesperson Ron McGill said in a statement. He is living proof that where there is a will, there is a way, and never give up. One egg of a clutch of eight laid on January 27th successfully hatched on June 4th, officials said. Besides being Goliath's first offspring, it is also the first time one of the endangered reptiles has hatched at Zoo Miami. The animal's numbers are drastically reduced before the 20th century by human exploitation and the introduction of invasive species to the Galapagos Islands. Modern threats include climate change and habitat loss. According to Goliath's official record, he was hatched on the island of Santa Cruz in the Galapagos on June 15th between 1885 and 1890. The island group is located near the equator in the Pacific Ocean, several hundred miles west of the mainland equator. Goliath arrived at the Bronx Zoo in 1929 and moved to Zoo Miami in 1981. He was bred several different females during his time at the Zoo Miami, but he has never sired an offspring. The new hatchling's mother, named Sweet Pea, is estimated to be between 85 and 100 years old. Both parents are doing well in their public habitat. The hatchling appears to be healthy in a separate enclosure. Wild hatchlings are not raised by their parents. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
When it's time to feed the kids, koala moms do their duty. Then the little ones snack on it. Before you poo-poo the idea, a koala mom feeds a form of excrement to their young is a life-saving precaution called papping. Pap is a different type of feces than the normal feces. Adult koalas eat only eucalyptus leaves, which are toxic to most animals, and baby koalas, aka joeys, can't digest them yet. When they're born, koalas are less than an inch long, and they look more like a gummy bear, gross, than a koala bear. They make their way from the birth canal to mother's pouch. where they will stay and nurse for about 7 months. The babies don't have the guts, so to speak, to break down those toxic and fibrous eucalyptus leaves, but PAP provides Joey's with the microbes literally passed on from mom to digest complex plant fibers and probably to also start detoxifying some of those nasty compounds in eucalyptus. PAP is a mushy substance that's produced in cecum, a part of the digestive tract beginning at the large intestines. The mushiness makes it different in appearance from regular feces, which is pellet-like. At around 5 to 6 months old, when they're still in the pouch, the Joey is ready and starts initiating PAP production. Like urine, the feces, PAP comes out of the mother koala's cloaca, a multi-purpose opening from the urogenital and digestive tracts. The Joey will kind of hang down and stimulate down by the cloaca to get this PAP out. In short, koala moms are the world's cutest soft serve machines. Within a few weeks, Joeys start to experiment with eating leaves on their own, but will continue to nurse until they're 1 year old. Burnbush compares PAP to the cecotropes consumed by both adult and baby rabbits, which allows them to get a second crack at nutrition from their diet and potentially was missed during the first run at digestion. Many animals, including guinea pigs, capybara, and a naked mole rat, all produce and eat cecotropes. They get sick and sometimes even die if they don't eat the soft feces. Bornbush and Kendrick, 2024 paper in the journal Animal Behavior, notes there are more than 150 species that consume their own regular fecal matter at some point in their lives for nutritional reasons, including juvenile animals such as ostriches, iguanas, and African elephants. Adult animals who routinely order their meal to go include western lowland gorillas, leopards, tortoises, and of course dung beetles, whose common name comes from their propensity to eat their species' feces, which provides them with important nutrients and remarkably helps them waste manage and keep flying production under control. Thankfully, there are always some folks that will go for seconds. Reporting, I'm Lexi Adams.
When you poop, it smells like a poop. And sometimes it's solid, but sometimes it's goop. When you poop, well, what she eats in your poop. If you eat alphabet soup, you just might poop the word poop. Pooping is fun when you sit on the potty. Relax your body and smell your own poop. Pooping's not fun when you poop in your pants or you poop in somebody else's pants. You poop, well then your pee's in the loop. You can pee without pooping, but you pee when you poop. Grandpa said oops as he sat on the stoop, 'cause he had too much prune juice, and that makes you poop.
All I can say is thank God that we're not in that line of species that eat our own poop.
Goodness. Feces. Species that eat your feces.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So, but
Lexi, I give you a standing ovation because I wanted to read that story, but I could not do it with a straight face. So, honey, I'm giving you a standing ovation.
Yeah. It's so long. I got long stories. I'm getting better with my reading. So I've been going,
honey, you did great.
But it's funny, though, because, I mean, there are animals out there that have to eat that poop.
I actually knew that about koalas.
And also rabbits, too. I mean, a lot of people, if you put your rabbit in a cage and you just have a screen underneath it, which some people do, not a good idea because that poop's going to fall to the ground. But those rabbits need to re-eat some of that poop. So, and it's that soft poop. It's not the hard one, but there's two
soft
different...
Soft serve.
Yeah, pretty much. That's it. So,
well, it's like, you know, specific, even humans and like cats and dogs and everything and horses, we need colostrum. Yeah. And that builds up our stuff. It's the same thing with their poop, builds up their immunity.
100%.
To be able to survive, yeah.
So before we continue on the poop thing, let's see. There is this. And out to Pennsylvania, and our buddy Darla called in. Hey, Darla, how are you?
Oh, hey, Darla.
I'm doing good. I'm going to try it again.
Okay, let's see if you can guess this one correctly now. What creature is that?
It sounds like a police whistle.
A what?
A police whistle.
You're practically the poster child for Cheese Whiz.
Oh, no.
Darla, no, that would not be a creature. Think animal. Think animal. Pick an animal. We'll give you another shot. Here it is again.
Oh. I can't think.
An animal, a creature that's very popular in New York City.
Well, not living there, I wouldn't know.
Well, okay. Well, I'm going to give you one of these.
He's as clumsy as he is stupid.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, Darla. But thanks for taking a shot at it, though.
Yep. So, I had to take a guess.
Yeah, no, thank you. I appreciate that. And that's, you know, people need to, if they want to play the game, you could be wrong, you could be right. You know, if you're wrong, you may hear,
"Jeez, where'd you dig this bozo up?"
Something like that. Okay. But, you know, if you're right, then you'll get an applause. But,
it's
Darla.
It's fun trying. And I'm going to ask for that cat bracelet if I could. But,
well, maybe next time, hopefully. What creature is that? And I think the biggest hint possibly is they're so popular in New York City. And I mean popular in terms of, like, abundance. 818-818-6401. Darla was incorrect, but what creature is it? 818?
Aren't they kind of popular in every major metropolis?
6401. Where?
Every major metropolis.
Pretty much. Yeah. You know, where there's a lot of food and garbage and everything, you may find this creature. So, you know, but New York has such a large population, there's garbage everywhere.
Is it a type of bird?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I have no idea what it is.
This is for you.
Oh, I do.
You people just don't get it.
I think I know what it is if it's a bird. Otherwise, I have no idea.
No, it's not a bird.
Oh, then I know what it is.
Whoa, dumber than advertised.
It sounds like a cheeping bird. I really thought it was like a baby chicken. But that doesn't make sense for it to be in New York. Yeah, sounds like a bird to me. You can't convince me that doesn't sound like a bird.
Some people have them as pets.
Yeah, now I know what it is. But it does sound like a cheeping bird.
My friend April's daughter had them as pets, and I was just like,
it's not a bird, people.
Not something I
did too as a child. Yeah,
did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Well, you had Pickles the Possum, too, so,
yes,
I mean,
yes, I know.
We're going to go out to, I think is it Karen in Oregon? Hey, Carrie or Karen? Is that, what was
Karen?
It? Karen? Hey,
hi.
Karen.
It's
what
Karen.
Do you think?
Well, I think it's mice or rats, but it could be that other one that they have as pets also that is of the mice and rat family, I think, and I can't remember that name.
Give us one.
Oh, God. I don't know what people keep them, the pets that they keep them, because we have mice.
It may not be a pet. It may not be a pet. I mean, people do keep them as pets, but it may not be a pet.
I can't think of that other one. I'll just say mice. Mouse.
You're a big dumbhead!
Oh.
Sorry, Karen.
I think she was thinking of a ferret. It's not a ferret.
Yeah.
I was thinking of a ferret, but that's not it. It looks like a mouse, and they put it in a little cage with a
like
little
a gerbil.
Yeah, like a gerbil. It's not a gerbil either, but...
Oh, okay. You know, I did want to add something, John,
Hold on to that thought, Karen. We'll come back to you because we got to take a little break. When we come back, we'll come right back to you. That's Karen in Oregon. We'll be right back with her. And this is Talkin' Pets.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet. Fresh asparagus. Hollandaise on the side. A filet. Medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair. Close your eyes and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Investors, keep listening to learn how to get your free gold report. A currency crisis is upon us. The U.S. dollar has been the world's reserve currency for over 50 years, but that is changing. It's time to protect your retirement. Decades of reckless borrowing and spending have critically weakened the dollar. The U.S. has become the world's biggest debtor, with over $35 trillion in debt. Plus, the dollar's become weaponized. Countries are dumping it. Investors who wait until it's too late could lose big. There is one safe haven, gold. Diversify your portfolio with a physical asset they can't take away. Call the Reagan Gold Group right now and ask for your free gold guide. Here's our number.
800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. 800-251-7963. That's 800-251-7963.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lick and Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
phone. Ring, 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 banana phone. I've got this feeling so appealing for us to get together and sing, sing. Ring, 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 banana phone.
Love this song.
Ding, dong, ding,
it's
dong,
hilarious.
Ding.
Karen, do you like the banana phone?
I don't even know what that is.
It's the banana phone. Use your imagination.
What's the banana
phone?
I wonder, can I make another guess on that?
Yeah, I'm going to give you another guess, actually. And let me play
she
it.
She actually said it once.
Let me play it one more time. They're everywhere in New York City.
How about a squirrel or a chipmunk?
You've just committed a fatal error. There's nothing we can do for you.
Okay. God, it sounds like a ferret, actually, but she said no.
Nope.
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 Yeah, I don't know. But I wonder if I can make a comment on that song that you had about poop.
Yeah.
Except that it's not funny. I can talk about it at this moment, but my 8-year-old dog, who I loved more than anything in the world, used to eat her own poop sometimes, and I took her to a dog park, and she had to have eaten some, it was empty, a dog park that we had gone to before, and she had to have eaten some feces, and that night she was sick, and she got sicker and sicker that whole week. And I took her to the vet, and he did wrong. He failed her. He just didn't mention certain things. And I believe strongly that it was parvo. And yeah. She got very sick, and I finally took her again Friday to him, and he didn't mention anything about parvo. And that night, she died.
You know, it's sad, but that's another reason why people need to pick up after their dogs.
Because absolutely, yeah. And
if
I
their dogs
out,
are carrying something, like
yep.
anything, like you can
yeah,
pick up
well,
worms and that. I mean, heartworm as well. So, yeah.
Yeah. And then I wanted to add, I was able to talk to a veterinarian researcher at a university here I've spoken to before. And she told me, I don't have a computer yet, and she's giving me the websites, but she said that there has been a parvovirus outbreak from coast to coast since beginning of last summer. And mm-hmm. she said that the animal shelters are doing something that's not real good right now. They are bringing in lots and lots and lots of rescued dogs, but they are from Asia. And from other countries.
They are rescuing a lot of animals from other countries because of it's the meat trade. A lot mm-hmm. of the countries, like in Korea, for instance, South Korea has stopped the meat trade for the most part. And those dogs, instead of being killed, are being, you know, brought in overseas to other cities, other countries as well, looking to be adopted. But I know where they should be doing tests on them, and I hope that they are.
Well, that's what she told me. She said they are very, very sure, almost very sure, that this new parvo strain that they have found is coming from these dogs.
It's coming from another country. It's a different strain of
Yeah, and
of
that's
parasite.
Highly possible, and China seems to be a target for that. But the thing is that... Yeah, my niece actually just lost her dog. She had gotten a puppy, and it got parvo as well, and the
it's
dog passed away.
It's a deadly disease. Mine was vaccinated as a puppy, but I did not. She was never, ever around dogs again, and I kept her close to me always, like I did my last black lab, who survived till 16. And she was not vaccinated as an adult. Not yet. I was thinking about it, but she was not around anybody. And then she used to eat her own feces sometimes before I could catch her. And frankly, I think she was getting Cushing's, which is where they are constantly hungry. And she was mm-hmm. constantly hungry. And before I could make the effort, which I was going to the next week, to take her to another vet to see if she had Cushing's, she ate this feces. And I didn't know until 2 days later. I said... And she got explosive diarrhea and vomiting, and then later on blood.
out of the rectum, and this was all signs of parvo in this veterinarian. I asked him later, after she died, I said, why didn't you please mention parvo?
Right.
And I would have said, let's test her. Let's spend any amount of money. I don't care. He said, because normally 8-year-old dogs don't get parvo, whether they're vaccinated or not. And I said, you know, you should not assume. You should have please have said something. Because, see, John, I'm ill, and I don't have any help, and I can't think clearly sometimes. And when I'm under stress, I can't think of every question to ask.
No, I totally relate with you on that. I mean, I've got my issues as well, which, you know, sometimes it's difficult and I kind of space out, you know, and thankfully I don't always do it when I'm on the air. But I totally understand where you're coming from. I mean, I've had heart disease and kidney disease.
I want to tell everybody, please, 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 when your dog has gotten a parvo vaccine or did get parvo, pick up that feces.
100%.
So that another dog does not get unknowingly infected.
100%. I absolutely agree with you on that.
Yeah. And if you're going to...
Karen, before you go, take one more guess on that creature. And you said it earlier. It was one of the creatures that you said when you first called.
Oh, well, I said mouse and you said no. So how about a rat?
Congratulations. Oh.
All right.
That is it.
Okay. You know what? I should know that because, unfortunately, I live in a very nice cabin, but underneath the cabin there's no crawl space, and there were mice or rats under the bathtub, under the house, with their family, making those same sounds. And I didn't know if they were mice or rats.
That's the sound. And if you hear that in your house, you know you got something going on in the attic or in the basement or somewhere. So what do you want to go with? What can I send you? Do you want to go with a book, a dog book or a cat book? Or I've got the cat treats, the dog treats. I've got the collapsible water bowl. I've got the dog mom keychain left. I've also got the little booties for a small dog or a cat.
What is
something you haven't won in the last 90 days.
No, I don't think I have. I'm not sure.
What was the other one?
What do the booties look? I mean, not the booties. What does the keychain look like?
It's a silly bead. You could put it on your wrist as like almost like a bracelet.
Oh, I've got that. Yeah. What about the booties for a small dog or a cat? I don't have another dog yet.
Well, if you know somebody that does have a small dog or a cat, you can also give it to them. But they're really cute. Yeah. They're green in color. Oh, you want to go with those? We'll send you those.
Yeah, why don't I do that?
Got it coming out to you. Thanks, Karen. And my heart goes to you. I know what it's like to lose your pet. So.
Oh, it's inexplainable. It's indescribable. Yeah.
We got to say goodbye for this hour. Karen, thank you. Stay on the line and talk to Sydney. Bye for now. Spay and neuter your pets. Help control the pet population. And pick up your dog's poop. Bye for now.
Bye, everybody.
The opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.